I sort of think of when I read that story or hear that story, as I say, it's a real story, a true story, is why was David so certain that he could kill Goliath? Yes, he'd fought lions and tigers and bears, oh my. But why was he so certain that he could kill Goliath? Was he arrogant? Was he arrogant? Was he brave? Well, obviously he was brave. But he was certain, wasn't he? He didn't seem to be in any doubt at all. And when you read these stories, it's easy just to read them as they were and forget that this is something that really happened. David was a real person. Goliath was a real person. These were real events that happened. And what was going through David's mind at that time? What was going through his mind? Was it brave, just bravery? Was he just thinking, I'll go and fight this guy, and if I die, I die, I'll go to heaven? I don't think he was. I think what David was thinking, he was thinking back to that first bit that we did with the dinosaurs. And he was thinking, well, God told me I was going to be king. I was anointed, and God made it clear to me I was going to be king, and I'm not king yet. So therefore, Goliath can't kill me because I'm going to be king sometime. And I think he was trusting God. He was trusting what God had said to him with a real strong trust. And that is a pretty scary thing. But I can't see any other way that he would have been so certain. He knew because God had said to him, Samuel had anointed him in God's name. He knew he was going to be king. And he trusted that and thought, well, in that case, Goliath can't kill me. He didn't really know how it was going to go, but he was thinking, well, Goliath isn't going to kill me because I'm going to be king one day. David trusted God, and what strong trust that was. Now, David wasn't a perfect man, was he? We know the stories of David, and later on, particularly, he did some pretty horrendous things. We, at some point, will possibly have a new pastor. If we looked at David's CV, if he came to us, this is hypothetical, David came to us as a prospective pastor and we saw that he'd committed adultery, that he'd arranged for someone to be murdered, etc., I don't think we'd recommend him to the church as leaders, as our pastor. I don't think we would we? David did some pretty horrendous things in his time. But he also was a man who trusted God. And when he did the horrendous things, he was brave enough to say sorry, brave enough to pay the price, brave enough to go through with it. He still sinned, but he trusted God. It's a real sort of bit of a sort of balance, isn't it? He sinned, but he trusted God. And I think if we think about David trusting God because of what God had done for him, God had said he was going to be king, how can we trust God a little bit more because of what God has said to us? How can we trust God? Has God ever said something to you specifically?
Yes.
Has he? Good. Do you want to tell us or not? Yeah. And that hasn't happened yet, has it?
It hasn't.
No. But if Goliath is in your house when you get home, you'll know you're going to destroy him.
I will.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably won't be. Not even Lloyd probably will be. Hello, you. Hello, David. Where was I? If God says something to you specifically, and he does say stuff to us specifically, then it is going to happen. It's going to happen. Not always in the way we think it will, but I mean, that's straightforward, is it? But it's going to happen. But actually, there's more the general things that God says to us that we need to trust. Things like when he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways follow him, and he will make your path straight. In all your ways follow him, and he will make your path straight. If we do live our lives in the way God wants us to, which is sort of what David was doing then, he was taking on board what he needed to do. If we live our lives in the way God wants us to, he will make our path straight. Now, that's not a guarantee of anything, except that God will be involved, and God will help you. If you stay close to God, He will make your path straight in whatever way. Longer I stay as a Christian, the longer I'm a Christian, what I find is the more and more I don't understand. And the more and more that I thought I understood when I was a Christian 10 or 20 or 30 years ago, I sort of think about, well, is that right? Is that true? The longer I'm a Christian, the more I don't understand. But what I do know, without any shadow of doubt, is that God loves me and God cares for me. I don't always act accordingly, but I should. And I can say to each of you, God loves you and God cares for you. God loved David, God cared for David. God had promised David, and in that instance, David trusted him and believed him. Later on, he didn't. He took his eyes way off God, and he took it and looked at Bathsheba and all other things that were going on, and there's various other things as well that David did that weren't great. He didn't always live in the light of the fact that God loved him and God cared for him. I don't always live in the light, but I do know when it comes down to it and push comes to shove, I do know that God loves me, God cares for me. And I need to examine what I'm doing and say, am I therefore living in the light of that? Which is what we all need to do. And David, bless him, when he got things wrong, when he got things horrendously wrong, he always paid the price and he was always prepared to pay the price and do the sacrificing or whatever to put himself right with God. He was always prepared to go back to God. When we get things wrong, and we do get things wrong, and we will get things wrong, even Margaret gets things wrong sometimes. When we get things wrong, I won't say that's fine, but you know what I mean. We can just go back to God. It doesn't affect how much he cares for us. It doesn't affect how much he loves us. God didn't love David any less when he committed murder and committed adultery and all those things. God didn't love him any less. He wasn't very pleased with what he did. And there was a price to pay, but he didn't love him any less. And his promise for David wasn't any less either. Whatever God's promised to you, whether it be specific, whether it be general, you can believe it, you can trust it, you can stay with it, even if it doesn't seem like it, even if we're trusting our own ways and our paths don't seem to be going straight. They will. God will lead our paths straight. What we need to do is live in the light of his love for us, his care for us, in whatever way that is, and that's different for each of us, and those are things we can understand. There is so much about the Christian faith that is difficult to understand. There is so much about the Bible, if I'm honest, that's difficult to understand. There's so much about theology that is difficult to understand, but there is nothing difficult to understand about how much God loves us. Sometimes it's difficult to live in the light of that, but there's nothing difficult to understand about how much God loves us. We're going to spend